A suicide bomber strikes a mess tent near Baghdad. Within hours, 91 wounded soldiers flood into the 67th Combat Support Hospital. Medical staff scramble, performing surgeries in hallways and parking lots. Chaos could have reigned, but it didn't. Instead, medics used a brilliantly simple system: colored tags, green for walking wounded, black for those unlikely to survive, red or yellow for those needing immediate care. This triage approach helped achieve something remarkable. Only 1 in 10 wounded American soldiers died in Iraq and Afghanistan, compared to 42% during the Revolutionary War. What made the difference wasn't more technology or resources. It was simple rules that cut through chaos and focused attention on what mattered most. These shortcut strategies appear everywhere, from Federal Reserve interest rates to Tina Fey's 30 Rock production process. They guide presidential drone strike approvals and protect marine ecosystems. Simple rules have become essential for anyone navigating our bewilderingly complex world, offering a counterintuitive truth. Sometimes the simplest answer is also the smartest. Your home entertainment system illustrates our broader predicament. Each new component creates exciting possibilities, but multiplies potential problems exponentially. International trade agreements, air traffic, and financial systems have all become impossibly interconnected. Warren Weaver identified three scientific eras in 1948, culminating in complex problems, the messy middle where components interact unpredictably. We've been living in that intensifying third era ever since. Our typical response? Fight complexity with more complexity. Central bankers expanded their Basel I agreement from 30 pages to over 700 pages in Basel III. The 3.8 million word U.S. tax code produced 45 different tax bills from identical data, ranging from $36,322 to $94,438. Simple rules offer a powerful alternative. Psychologist Gerd Geigerenzer demonstrated that a simple midpoint rule outperformed sophisticated models in locating serial criminals. Basic recency rules predicted customer repurchases better than statistical models. Why? Complex models risk overfitting, incorporating noise along with signal. Simple rules focus only on critical variables. The Jesuits' 16th century success illustrates this principle. While traditional religious orders with rigid constitutions struggled to adapt, Jesuits thrived through flexibility guided by simple rules, enabling coordinated action without bureaucratic procedures. Honeybees demonstrate collective intelligence through simple rules. Dance longer for better sights, follow the first dancer you bump into, and headbutt scouts promoting other sights. These guidelines enable hundreds of bees to converge on optimal choices without central control. Human communities operate similarly. Zipcar coordinated thousands of members with 6 rules: report damage, keep it clean, no smoking, fill the tank, return on time, pets in carriers. French chefs protect recipes through simple norms: do not copy recipes, and always acknowledge the recipe author, enforced by reputation damage, outperforming legal protections. Simple rules excel when many parties coordinate. Flexibility matters more than consistency, or conditions change rapidly. They work across varying expertise levels, from traffic laws spanning cultures to Wikipedia's editing guidelines enabling global collaboration. Unlike detailed contracts suited for stable situations, simple rules thrive in dynamic, diverse environments. Simple rules for decision-making fall into 3 categories: boundary rules for yes or no decisions, prioritizing rules for ranking options, and stopping rules for knowing when to end a search. Boundary rules help make yes or no decisions. Burglars use one rule: avoid houses with vehicles parked outside. President Obama's drone strikes required 3 conditions: continuing threat to Americans, no other governments can address it, and near certainty no civilians will be harmed. Prioritizing rules help rank alternatives competing for scarce resources. When America Latina Logistica's rail network was failing with just $15 million for repairs, CEO Alex Baring prioritized projects that removed revenue bottlenecks, provided immediate benefits, and minimized costs. Within 3 years, revenues increased 50% and operating cash flow tripled. Stopping rules guide when to end a search. Wall Street sage Gerald Loeb used one rule: if an investment loses 10% of its initial value, sell it. The 1996 Mount Everest disaster illustrates their importance. Despite expedition leader Scott Fisher's 2 o'clock stopping rule, climbers continued ascending and reached the summit hours late. When weather deteriorated during descent, 5 climbers died, including Fisher. Process rules guide effective execution through 3 types: how-to rules for basic tasks, coordination rules for group action, and timing rules for temporal factors. How-to rules prove invaluable under extreme pressure. During the 1949 Mann Gulch forest fire, Foreman Wog Dodge survived by following Forest Service rules: start an escape fire, go where fuel is thinner, turn toward the fire, and choose where to confront it. He burned an escape fire and lay on its ashes while 13 others perished. Coordination rules enable collectives to achieve what individuals cannot. Software engineer Craig Reynolds decoded Starling murmurations by creating boids following 3 rules: avoid collisions, head in the same direction as neighbors, and stay close to them. These simple rules explain complex collective behavior across species. Timing rules guide optimal action moments. 4 rules dramatically improve sleep for insomniacs: wake at the same time daily, avoid bed until sleepy, leave bed when not sleeping, and reduce time in bed. These rules helped 2/3 of senior insomniacs sleep better without medication. The 3-step process applies to personal challenges. First, identify what moves your needles, what makes life meaningful, and what causes stress. Most people can pinpoint areas for improvement, from diet to relationships, work-life balance to finances. Next, find the right bottleneck, where rules have maximum impact. Ideal bottlenecks are recurrent activities rather than one-off decisions, allowing repeated refinement. They work best where alternatives exceed resources, where flexibility is needed, and for channeling willpower. Finally, craft rules that work for you. Harry, an architect who moved to Philadelphia, struggled to meet women due to demanding work hours. He identified sending initial messages on dating apps as his biggest bottleneck. By analyzing past messages, Harry developed simple rules: send feelers before essays, only pursue her if you would like to see her tonight, avoid photographic red flags, and ask her how it's going. These rules transformed his dating life by focusing effort strategically. Initial rules improve through reflection and experience. One Finnish team evolved from target Nordic countries to enter large European markets. Learning accelerates through varied activities. Airbnb founders combined weekly dinners with famous entrepreneurs, peer feedback sessions, expert advice, and direct experiential learning, multiple channels that led to breakthrough insights and better rules. In a world that worships complexity, we've forgotten a fundamental truth. For many important activities and decisions, simple rules are both more desirable and more effective than complicated alternatives. While we typically associate rules with restrictions, simple rules actually liberate us. They help parents and investors resist short-term temptations, enable entrepreneurs to seize opportunities without losing strategic focus, and allow artists to channel creativity. Simple rules provide threshold structure while preserving crucial human discretion, unlike complex rules that attempt to anticipate every contingency and reduce people to automatons. This discretionary space is not a defect, but our greatest weapon against complexity. It allows individuals close to the facts to exercise judgment and creativity. When life depends on a colored tag, when markets shift overnight, when opportunities appear and vanish, simple rules cut through the noise and illuminate what matters. Your challenge isn't to master complexity, but to simplify it. Identify what moves your needles, find your bottleneck, craft your rules. The most powerful response to an overwhelmingly complex world isn't matching its complexity, but cutting straight through it with the sharp blade of simplicity.